Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia to hold talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. India-US interim trade deal cuts tariff on Indian exports to 18%. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal says it will boost agriculture and MSME sectors. Drone attack by paramilitary groups killed 24 people, including 8 children, in central Sudan. Islamic State claims responsibility for deadly suicide blast in Islamabad mosque. Russia launches large-scale air attack on Ukrainian energy facilities, including 2 thermal power plants, claims Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India. Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur today on a 2-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024.
Our relationship with Malaysia is scaling new heights each year. In 2024, during the visit of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to New Delhi, we elevated our ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Today, we walk hand in hand as partners towards progress and prosperity.
Mr. Modi added, over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform UPI will be launched in Malaysia soon. The Prime Minister said that India is no longer seen just as a huge market, but as a hub for investment and trade, a trusted partner for growth. He added that India has trade deals with the UK, UAE, Australia, New Zealand, Oman, the EU and the USA, and that trust has become India's strongest currency. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister tomorrow, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted India's domestic transformation, underlining its rise as the world's second largest mobile phone manufacturer, the sharp increase in defense exports, and the growth of one of the world's largest fintech ecosystems. While mentioning the extension of overseas Citizen of India card facilities up to the sixth generation, the Prime Minister announced several diaspora-focused initiatives, including the introduction of Thiruvalluvar Scholarship for students studying in India and plans to open a new Indian consulate in Malaysia. The first day of the visit concluded on a positive and forward-looking note, setting the stage for delegation-level talks and bilateral meetings on day two, during which the two sides are expected to review the implementations and areas decided in the comprehensive strategic partnership and sign several memoranda of understanding. Turkish Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for the Indian exports. Briefing media on India-US joint statement in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said that India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country, and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. The minister added that the trade agreement has been welcomed across all sectors of the country as it will boost them and create job opportunities. He added that the agreement opens opportunities for MSMEs, artisans, weavers and youth engaged in export-oriented sectors, and they will be among the key beneficiaries. In Central Sudan, 24 people, including 8 children, were killed after a drone attack by a paramilitary group. Rapid Support Forces, RSF, hit a vehicle carrying displaced families today. The attack occurred close to the city of Rahab in North Kordofan province, said the Sudan Doctors Network, which tracks the country's ongoing war. In a statement, the doctors group said the vehicle transported displaced people who fled fighting in the Dubekar area of North Kordofan. There was no immediate comment from the RSF. Sudan plunged into chaos in April 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the RSF has started across the country. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates around the globe. In Pakistan, the death toll has risen to 36 after a suicide attack at a Shia religious center in the capital city, Islamabad, yesterday. The attack occurred at the Tarlai Imam Bargah in the Shehzada town area. The Islamic State IS terrorist group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The group claimed bombing as part of its ongoing campaign against what it described as ideological adversaries. Russia launched a large-scale overnight air attack on Ukrainian energy facilities targeting electricity generation and distribution infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the assault involved more than 400 drones and about 40 missiles of various types, striking power grids, generation facilities and substations across the country. Russia did not immediately comment. Meanwhile, the US has given Ukraine and Russia a June deadline to reach a deal to end the nearly four-year war, President Volodymyr Zelensky said. The latest deadline follows US-brokered trilateral talks in Abu Dhabi that produced no breakthrough as the warring parties cling to mutually exclusive demands. Mr. Zelensky said the US proposed holding the next round of trilateral talks next week in their country for the first time, likely in Miami. Iran has warned that it would attack U.S. military bases in the West Asia if the United States attacks Iran. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that such attacks should not be seen as targeting the countries where the U.S. bases are located. The comments came a day after Iran and the United States agreed to continue indirect talks about Iran's nuclear program. Both the sides said the discussions held in Oman were positive. Iran's foreign minister said no date has been set for the next round of talks. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said the talks could happen early next week. Trump has warned that the U.S. could strike Iran after sending more naval forces to the region. Plaster India 2026, one of the world's largest plastics exhibitions, is underway in New Delhi. The six-day event focuses on building a self-reliant industrial base to drive manufacturing-led growth and large-scale employment. The exhibition provides space for youth, innovators and startups to showcase sustainable plastic solutions. In men's cricket, defending champions India have set a target of 162 runs for United States in the third match of T20 World Cup at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. In reply, United States were 105 for 6 in 17.1 overs when reports last came in. Put into bat first, India posted 161 runs, losing 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In the opening match of the tournament, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 3 wickets at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo today. In the second match, West Indies defeated Scotland by 35 runs at the Eden Gardens, Kolkata. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia to hold talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. India-US interim trade deal cuts tariff on Indian exports to 18%. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal says it will boost agriculture and MSME sectors. Drone attack by paramilitary group kills 24 people, including 8 children, in Central Sudan. Islamic State claims responsibility for deadly suicide blast in Islamabad mosque. And Russia launches large-scale air attack on Ukrainian energy facilities, including 2 thermal power plants, claims Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.